Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a DIY pool heater project. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. This sounds fascinating. So what's the core idea behind this project?
Well, it's all about harnessing solar energy to warm up pool water using a cleverly designed system of tubing and a bit of ingenuity.
Ingenious is right. I love DIY projects, especially when they're cost-effective. Was this a pricey endeavor?
Not at all. The creator mentioned spending around $50 for the tubing, boards, and plastic sheeting. That's pretty impressive for a potentially significant pool upgrade.
$50? That's amazing. What kind of tubing did they use? Anything special?
Just standard half-inch irrigation tubing from a hardware store. Easy to find. Easy on the wallet.
Smart. So walk me through the construction process. How did they put this thing together?
It started by building a shallow wooden box using ripped 2x4s and plywood. Then they lined the box with black tar paper for better heat absorption. A clever touch.
Black tar paper. That makes perfect sense. What about the tubing? How did that fit into the picture?
The tubing was coiled inside the box. Two separate coils, actually. This allows for either two shorter heating loops or one longer, continuous loop for maximum heating potential.
So they have options depending on how much heating they need. That's pretty cool. And what was the final step in the build?
After securing the coils, they covered the box with plastic sheeting to create a mini greenhouse effect, trapping the sun's rays and boosting the water temperature.
Clever. So did this contraption actually work? Did they share any temperature readings?
Oh, absolutely. They ran a series of tests, initially with the saran wrap covering. They saw a 12-degree temperature increase. Impressive, right?
12 degrees. That's significant. Did they stop there, or did they try to improve on the design?
They did even better. They upgraded to corrugated hard plastic for the cover and mounted the whole setup on hinges for better sun tracking. With these improvements, the water temperature reached a scorching 152 degrees.
Wow, 152 degrees. That's almost hot tub territory. But did they mention anything about the water flow rate affecting the temperature?
Yes, they did. They found that by slightly reducing the water flow, they could achieve an additional 2 to 4 degrees of heating.
Fascinating. So, slowing down the flow allows the water to absorb even more heat. Makes sense. This entire project is so ingenious and cost-effective. It's truly inspiring to see what can be achieved with a little creativity and some basic materials.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the power of DIY. And on that note, it's time for us to wrap up this episode. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into a brilliant DIY pool heater project. Until next time, happy tinkering.
Goodbye.